The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
Now, the final hooter.
Yes, it is the final hooter, and welcome to this, the a podcast special, it would be fair to say, because it's not all about the professional game this time round. This is the Love Rugby League and Radio General. Thanks and dedication, I suppose, to Thatto Heath. Now, Thatto Heath are a wonderful club, a wonderful amateur club. They have three open age teams, which have all done tremendously well over recent seasons, but none more so than this year. And I wanted to reflect on what was a historic weekend as far as the club was concerned this weekend just gone, because not only did the Thatto Heath first team, the National Conference League team, work their way through to round five of the Challenge Cup, where they really, really gave Dewsbury Rams a fright in that encounter. But the second team, the North West Men's League team, defeated West Hull to pick up Barlett silverware. So, yes, they've done extremely really fantastically well to get so far and make so much progress in the Coral Challenge Cup, but to actually go and win the Barla National Cup, which is a fantastic achievement. So this is our dedication to them. So let's have a little bit of a reflection on that weekend then. So the first team came up against Dewsbury Rams. Like I said, there was almost 1,000 people over there at Crusader Park on Sunday. They saw two tries from the home side. Matty Norton going over after about 15, 16 minutes. And he was followed over the try line by outstanding prop forward Mike Stark. I have to admit that the fullback Ben Hayes was also very, very prominent. Matty Norton was good. Neil Allen on the wing. I thought that the halfback Bobby Goulding controlled it. We'll be hearing from him in a little while. And there was big forward pack efforts from the likes of Andy Lee, Lewis Foster, Mike Stark, Adam Prendergast and Connor Dwyer in particular. He was very, very effective as well. And ultimately, they just got overwhelmed in the last quarter against Dewsbury Rams. Dewsbury scored seven tries in total through Andy Gabriel, Rob Warrinsey, Lucas Walshaw, Sammy Kibula, Adam Ryder, Tom Garrett and Robbie Ward, who finished it all off in the final minute with a 60-metre dash. But Crusaders were never that far away. And to be honest, that final score flattered the home side. Or flattered Dewsbury Rams, in all honesty. It was a much, much tighter tussle than the final scoreline of 36 points to 10 would suggest. We're going to now hear from the outstanding scrum half on the day, Bobby Goulding, as he talked to me after the game.
Okay, delighted to be joined by Bobby Goulding, Thatto Heath. And Bobby, really unlucky today. I thought that for 65 minutes, you really matched Dewsbury.
Yeah, you can just tell that the extra fitness and the extra step level of up. So first half we matched them, obviously 10 all, and we come out the second half really positive, and we just made a couple of errors, let them in for a few tries, and then obviously we had a in stoppage for like 15-20 minutes, and all our, not our heads didn't really go, it's just we got out the stride of like turning around. I thought first half our kicking game was good, kept turning around, pinning them in their half, and then second half we just went away from what we were doing well in the first half, and then obviously the scoreline just flattered them, I thought, but yeah, we just went away from what we were doing well.
It'd be fair to say that you had a bit of a poor start both halves really, with like balls being put down. Was that simply nerves?
I think definitely the first half. I know first two times we had the ball we didn't even catch it, we just spilled them on our own line, so I suppose nerves can come with that, and yeah, just people not switched on and thinking about next week or thinking about what they've done in the past. So yeah, just them two poor starts to both half cost us really.
I've got to ask you, because you've been down here a couple of years now, haven't you, what's your whole take on the Thatto experience? Because from an amateur point of view, I think they're to be held up as really a team to be admired and looked at.
I love it here, mate. Every single one of the boys are great, all the coaches are great, all the volunteers who give the time up that Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays. It's just like I've been offered a couple of times like in the past 2 years, like to go and play a semi-pro, but I'm enjoying it down here. I love all the boys. We play on Saturdays, so you can have a few drinks after the games and going out with the lads and stuff. Yeah, it's just we've got a good crack and a good set of lads.
Because, I mean, it would be fair to say that, you know, people will look at your performance in particular, the kicking game that you mentioned, which I know you marshalled for much of it, and be thinking, you could still do a job, professional, semi-professional.
Yeah, I think that myself sometimes, but I've got a good job. I work shifts, and if it was to go semi-pro or go wherever, I'd only be able to give, say, 50%. So if it was to make that next step up again, I'd want to be able to give me all. And there's more for me, there's more important things to rugby league.
So Bobby Gould in there, following the footsteps of his dad. His dad played at St Helens and had a great rugby league career, also played for Great Britain. Bobby Goulding's a very, very different character. And you heard him there talking about the strains, I suppose, that being a semi-professional player can put on you. But great to hear him enjoying his rugby, certainly playing his full part in that performance and in Thatto getting to this stage of the Challenge Cup. What I want to do now, though, is actually reflect on that Barla National Cup final. Now, what a result it was. We finished Thatto Heath Crusaders 20, West Hull 19. And it would be fair to say that this one was drifting away from Thatto Heath with about 10 minutes to go. They were adrift by 19 points to 12. West Hull had scored tries through Spavin, Arnett and Burke. Partis had kicked three goals and a drop goal. And the Crusaders at that point, they'd scored tries through Jones and Taylor, with Quinn kicking a couple of goals. And it looked like they were sliding out of the cup. They were going to be runners-up. But this is a special team. It came up with a couple of great, great moves near the end, scoring tries with 6 and 2 minutes to go, respectively, both of which went the way of long-serving Sean Quinn. And although he couldn't convert either, they ended up winning by 20 points to 19. An absolute stupendous result over there in front of over 400 people at the South Leeds Stadium. We're going to now hear from their joint coach, Mike Woods, and he discussed the matter with Barla Steve Manning.
Well, Mike Woods, the Thatto Heath Crusaders head coach, we're just short of 24 hours after that magnificent victory. Has it sunk in yet?
I finally had a few drinks last night, woke up this morning, and yeah, it's sunk in. I mean, the messages from Twitter, all over, from friends, family, it's been, I didn't think it'd be this so, you know, extreme, like, but I got up this morning and my form was just going and going. Players I've played against, enemies on the field, but friends off it, and private messages, you know, well done to the lads and everything. I mean, yeah, it's sunk in. I reckon a little bit more to come, but the lads didn't realise how big a National Cup final was until we got there.
Yeah.
And they've realised now what it means, especially with the following we had, the, you know, ex-players, lads who's won Barla Cups for the club before, they all come. That, I mean, there's Luke Bradshaw, his dad won, Arthur Bradshaw won a National Cup.
Oh yeah.
So he's won one now. So there's history between it, and little things like that they realise. And yeah, on a personal thing, yeah, it's definitely at home. I mean, I've been sat here just, well, as you can see, I'm just about to watch the Challenge Cup from Thatto Heath yesterday, but I'm just thinking about that all. It's massive. How we won it as well, that's taking a bit to sink in as well. It's just, yeah, it's remarkable, you know, really happy about it.
Well, all I know is I didn't see a lot of it. I think I probably saw the part what was important, so, and I've got to sit on my fence because my position as Barla vice chair. But all I know is you're 6-0 down, and then it becomes 8-6, and it becomes 12-8 at half time. Then I'm guessing they went 19-12 up, and so going into less than 10 minutes, did you think, well, we've had our chance and we've not done it?
Yeah. I said this to the other coaches, like I said, I think it was just on 10 minutes ago. We had an opportunity, so we did a kick over, and I think West Hull fumbled the ball, and we had an opportunity to pick it up and score, and it didn't come. And I turned around to the assistant, Martin Orton, he's the other coach, and we do it together. And I just said, that's it, that's your chance. I said, we'd be very lucky to get another chance for it. I know it sounds extreme, but where the game was going, we didn't have many chances. We did a lot of drop balls, so I just thought, it's not our day today, that's the chance. And then, yeah, well, for some reason, we just seemed to grow in the last 6 or 7 minutes. It just kept, and I was like, we've got a chance, one more chance here. I didn't think it would come. I honestly didn't. And then all of a sudden, we just did the set and we rolled on. And when Jack Jones got the ball, as he kicked it, I noticed he kicked with his left foot, he's a right foot.
Oh, yeah.
And as he kicked it.
You must have been watching Lachlan Cooter.
Yeah, must be, yeah. Definitely. He was not singing that song. I had enough of that on Friday. But anyway, as he kicked it, I just looked over and I seen Sean Quinn and I thought, of all the players, it's got to go. Sean Quinn's played centre now, but he was a full back. Mm. And of all the lads on that side, he's the one who can jump up, catch a ball. I'm not saying the lads can't catch a ball, but Sean's got a better chance. And just as it got to him, I seen his left hand come up. I think it was his left hand, and he grabbed it. And I knew he'd scored. We celebrated before he, although they hadn't the ball down, because Sean's quite a decent sized centre now. Yeah. He's, you know. And I knew they wouldn't stop him. He just turned his back, and when he put it down, well, I think he ended up on the floor on the running track. I'm sure. I think I rolled over for some reason. it was just mad, yeah. But like I said, 10 minutes in, I don't think we created enough chances. I thought we had, honestly, I don't think we played very well at all. I think completion rate was well just above 50, and the penalty count, we just didn't get in the game. But we had 10 minutes after half time where we did. We had I don't know if you noticed, but we went in at half time literally 2 minutes and went get back out. I mean, we stood outside for 7 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, there's no point sitting in there talking about it. It's down to the lads, and we started really strong the second half. And I mean, really strong. I thought, this is it. This is the team I expect. And then after that 10 minutes, we scored, and then we went back to the old way. And it just didn't seem like a very As a coach, I was just up and down all the time. I couldn't see why he was doing things. But it's a final nerves, young lads. I mean, there's a lot of young kids. There's a lad who's only just turned 18. I think there's 5 or 6 19-year-olds in the team. A couple of experience with Sean Quinn, Tom Ridby and Jack Jones. But even in the pack, the two prop forwards, I think one's 20 and one's 19. Yeah. So there's a young team. So inexperience in a final probably got to him a little bit. But, hey, they stuck in and to the 80 minutes, which, well, as you can see from the other rounds, it's been like that.
It's not been easy, but I mean, no disrespect to our West, I love got to the final. No. You know, you've been on the road, everyone, and what a what a final journey.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when we got Wigan St Cuthbert's away, I knew that'd be hard from Wigan Cuthbert's in the NCL for a bit, but they've come back down, but they're gradually building the way back up. Talking to them, they've got, you know, the plans to get back into the National Conference or whatever, but I knew that would be a tough game. But we started that game really well. I think we blew them away. I think it's 18-0. I thought, yep. And then they come back, but there's a big hill on St Cuthbert's. I don't know if you've not been there,
for a while.
It's quite a steep. And I knew second half we'd have it, and we did. And they come back, and I think it was near enough drawing, and we scored late on again. And then exactly the same. Well, we went to Hunslet Parkside, and that was a mad day. I mean, we had to delay the kickoff. We had 7 lads driving from work, finishing work at 12 to get to a 2:30 kick.
For a
2 o'clock kickoff. But on the same day, the NCL were playing. I think it was Rochdale in the Challenge Cup at home. Yeah. On the BBC. I think it was the same day. So obviously, with an A team, you know, the lads can't travel. They don't travel much. That's why they play A team, like Sean Quinn works and other players. So the travelling side, going to West Hull every other week, and it doesn't suit them. That's why. But anyway, we got to Hunslet and we had 12 in the change rooms, and it was 2:15. And I'm going, we're in trouble here. Anyway, they agreed for a 10-minute delay. Sean Quinn coming, Jack Jones coming, Nathan Ashurst coming. Nathan Ashurst actually he works on the trains. Right. I'd literally just get off the train, literally finish work, and he was still in his Northern Rail thingy. So anyway, preparation wasn't good for the Hunslet one, but you know, you get on with it, don't you? And we walked over to the pitch, as you do at Hunslet Parkside. Mm-hmm. Across the road, they had, well, I've seen them play against our National Conference teams, but very big boys, you know, your Jamie Fields and players like that. And I thought, this will be a really, really hard afternoon, and it was. And it was 6-6 with 15 to go, I think it was, and then they dropped a goal. And I said to the lads when they dropped the goal, I said, "You're still in this." They said, "You'll get one or two more chances here." I said, "These are I think they started to panic on it because they thought, how come we're not beating this A team? How are we not doing it?" Mm. And I think it got to them. They started throwing a few silly balls. Then we dropped a goal, and then we run two quick tries in the last cut. And I mean, the last try, Matty Cook went full length of the field. I think they threw a ball off a scrum and they fumbled it. He picked it up, went full length. I ran at side of him, and his dad, Mark Cook, who's played at Catterick, was at the other side of the rail at side of me. So there's three of us just going full length of the field. No, nothing against Mark, but we both beat the player to the try line. Not saying he's slow or anything, but yeah, that was another hard thing. And same with Walney Central in the semi-final. I mean, we took a bus load. We knew it'd be hard up there. I've not been Walney Central for a while, but you know, Cumbria.
It's a third trip.
It's a third trip. Yeah, it's another. Well, this is the thing with this team. Because we're North West Counties, we have lads who just literally work every Saturday, yeah. So they can get there. Oh, they're going on work at five, so we're asking lads to change. Do we go work, you know? So, fair play to the lads. A lot of them lost days' pay. But when you're in a semi-final, you need your best arm. Same at Walney, we didn't play too good. I think we started strong, went ahead, and then we let them back in. And it was this similar scenario to Unzip, but then we just, for some reason, that last 10 minutes, 5 minutes, we always seem to pull a couple of tries away, which, hey, fair play to the lads, it shows character. But yeah, that, I mean, every round's been very tough on the coaches and players, but to do it like that is just, well, yeah. It's, if you're going to win about the National Cup, we've done it away every round. Mm-hmm. Why not? I mean, you did the commentary on the 2001. Every round of that one was away.
Spooky, that.
Yeah, isn't it? Every single round. We're holding St Anne's, obviously the semi final at Siddle away, and none of them was easy. Well, nowhere was easy away, but. No. When you look at the teams that we've played this year and then 2001, you think, impossible, but it's rugby, nothing is it really, you just get on with it, don't you? And when you've got a good bunch of character lads like we have, like it yesterday, I mean, to score, it was over, wasn't it? The referee was looking at the watch, I went, we're done here, and to score in the last minute, why not? I mean, I had a joke with some of the fans, said, why do you keep doing this to us? I said, I told Sean Quinn, missed them four goals. Three goals he missed yesterday, Sean Quinn, off the touchline. It was windy.
Yeah.
It was windy. And I'm not. I said, I told him on purpose. And he was like, what do you mean? So I told him, let's make it interesting for the fans. They've not come here to what. And a few was like, oh, don't. Because a lot of them fans have been every round. Because the dads are lads, you know what I mean? And so we had a bit of fun about that. But yeah, to do it the way we have is really impressive, I think. And people look at it now. Well, I can tell. On the media this morning, social media, I mean, they're all going, how's this happening? I was an A team. I don't like the word A team anymore. I mean, National Conference team and a North West men's team, but we are the A team of the club, and we'll have that name. But to do that, and they're all like, how? And people, I know people will be going, I wonder if five North West men's played against Juby so they could make them stronger because it's a final. But I would never do that as an MC coach. You've got
your
lads
you?
There. You sort of. I mean, you have your own squad. I mean, there's a lad who played for me every round, but he played for the NCL yesterday. Yeah. He picked up a couple of injuries over the last couple of weeks. So he was Conor Dutton's name. He's number 9, and the lad was gutted. He said, "I want to play in the final, but NCL need me."
Yeah.
And he did. And I think I'm just halfway through the watching game, and I heard he got good minutes and done well. Went back to the club. We had a picture with him, and he was made up for us. But that's. Type of thing at Thattery for the moment. He could have easily, well, we won't allow it, but he could have easily said, no, I've been every round. And this is the type of lads that go, no, we help each other out. And to miss a Barlow Cup final must have hurt him. But then he's on BBC, you know, on the Challenge Cup, which is a good thing as well. But and that's what happens down at Thattery. But I would never, you know, you don't take lads out and go, well, let's get five of the NCL lads, because I don't see it like that. I see them as all the same.
You know
what I mean? So that's I like the way it's done, how we've done it. That's I think that the last two rounds, I think there's only been one or two changes in the whole of the squad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and that's why this weekend we do it. All the lads have been in every round. I think there's one lad who we left out. Obviously, you've got to leave. Well, there's a few lads left out because we have a third team. But when I say left out, who's been with me? There's a lad who, you know, is very upset, and we had a good chat last night, and you know. Explain it's as a coach, there's nothing worse than leaving a young lad out of a final. It's not good, but you know, these lads buy into it, and hopefully, as the season goes on, they get chances at other things, you know. So,
So finally, you know, you touched on 18 years ago, you played, scored a brilliant try, and I must have got excited. And I know, I think Jamie Hill got the winner, and now you've coached it. What's better, playing in one or coaching in one?
Ooh, I was waiting for this question. There's a couple of people last night who said, what's it like to win a National Cup as a player and as a coach? I went, mad, it's good, you know. But nobody asked me that question. Truthfully, winning one as a player was great. Scoring the try, I mean, I remember that try. Well, your commentary on it and everything, and, you know, I said coach.
Right.
I have to say coach. After yesterday, I've never had emotions like that. I mean, 1 minute I'm down, I'm up, down. Yeah, as a coach. And when I say as a coach, it's seeing 17 lads celebrate like that with 100 plus fans who travelled 3 coach loads to see them. My lad was ball boy.
Yeah.
I think as a coach, because you stand back. When you're a player in the middle, aren't you? Yeah. But as a coach, you see more, I think. You see everything, what goes on, what it means to people. And yeah, I've got to say coach. Don't get me wrong, when it is a player, I mean, that day, I've got the I'll just say to you now, the DVD's there, because we watched it on the courts going down. Just, you know, they all take them, mate. Well, what do you want to watch this for? You know, lads. You know, but it just shows them how big it was. And that was a big, big day. But I think yesterday toppled that just.
And just finally, obviously I was lucky. I mean, I got involved early on through doing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I got invited on the coach, went with you on the coach and came back. And I thought it was hilarious because we knew into it when you kept stopping outside these clubs in the area. And then we ended up at the Rifleman. And I'm just doing my own all yesterday. And I know you went to the club after the game. Did you do like you did then? Stop at every club and go, here's the cup.
No, in 2001, we had a bit of a laugh on the way home, as you can
see.
There's a few local teams. It's all banter. We are, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we all get on, but we're doing it's respecting rugby and you respect each other. But yeah, when we were in 2001, we went past a few clubs, beeping the horn and, yeah, singing the songs. But we didn't this year. Last time we stopped off at a pub. Remember, we stopped off just for a minute. To be honest, we wanted to get back the club. Obviously, the NCL were playing in the Challenge Cup against Dewsbury, and there was a lot of people waiting for us. And the longer you leave it, you get your meaning. And there was a bit of a bad injury to one of the players who played Ben Aitis. He's just been confirmed he's okay, but if you watched the Challenge Cup yesterday, it was a bad serious head injury with the Dewsbury. So it was a little bit, let's get back, see what's going on. Honestly, I know it sounds really thingy, but we're very close at that. So we've all the players and the coaches, and they just wanted us back. The other two coaches left, so I left them a message. I said, when you get back, we're 10 minutes behind you, get everybody on the car park, these lads. So it was mainly for that reason, because I knew everyone would be at the club.
Yeah.
Because look, I think, longer you leave it, you know.
Everyone's gone.
I'm going out. And it was a Sunday, so people had work. Well, no, my lads didn't. I don't think. I think a few of them still out. I think. But yeah, that was for me and me. We wanted to stop. But any other day, we probably would have done.
Yeah.
But with what the NCL team had done, well, Ran Dewsby so close. I think we just wanted to be together and have a party. And when we got back on the car park, it was. Everyone was outside, the other two coaches parked up, and my lad was outside of me, and he looked at me. I said, do you want to take it out? So I had the cup,
right.
So I said, go on, and he ran on car park, and it was good. It was emotional, really, because my lad comes every game. He never misses. In 4 years of coaching, even when I was playing as well, he's never missed one single game. He would actually miss a kid's, his own friend's parties. Oh, no, rugby, oh. This is his life. I mean, his ball boy yesterday, and when he took it out, my wife just went, oh my God, what have you just done? Everyone was in tears, but, you know, that's what we're like down at the club, and we're all one big family down there, and it was great. But when we got back and everyone welcomed the NCL coaches, and we had a good chat, and, you know, and then you see Sean Quinn, and, I mean, I played with Sean for a long time. Everyone thinks he's about 40, but he's only 30. Mm. He's been around a long time, but seeing him, man up match, and that's what it means to me. That's where that's the enjoyment to get out the coaching. Yeah, it's good. Oh, I've won a ball of cup, but it's not. It's seeing the guys like you said, Sean, and there's guys in that team who packed in, and before I took over, because when I took the A team on, we had no A team, so it was a matter of gathering lads together who'd sort of, I've had enough, and still here now after 4 years, so they're loving the you know, it's like a lease life for them, because like I said, the national conference, it's a commitment. I did it for years, and to travel every other week to Cumbria, to Hull, it takes a lot of your family life. Yeah. So as you get a bit older, you get children, that's what happens. You know, you just can't do it. You can't commit as you want. So this is where it comes in good, that when the North West Counties Prem, and we're doing well. But yeah, great day. And now, I think it just toppled to 2001.
So great to hear Mike Woodster. Good to hear him in reflective mood as well. He did play back in that 2001 Barla Cup final. But you heard him there saying that he prefers the emotions. He prefers the feeling of this particular win, where he wasn't just in the middle of it. He could see everything going on whilst being on the coaching staff. So, I mean, it would be fair to say that this Thatto side, very, very special indeed. You heard him there talking regarding the family unit that they have together there. They've got three open age teams, all of which are doing well in their respective divisions. And I wonder whether we'll be talking a little bit further on in the season of maybe, just maybe, that Thatto Heath National Conference League side lifting the trophy like they did a couple of years ago. Thanks for joining me. It's been great having you along for company, and I'll be back again very soon with another final hooter.
The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
Now, the final hooter.